we're all right.
Good.
Okay.
How many you got there?
So I've got the two affidavits.
And I've
got these here, which we don't have to sign these on videotape. We can do it if you like.
Okay. That makes no difference to me.
It's all the same to me, too. Okay. It's now 9:04 p.m. on December 6, 1986. And to my left is Gerald Armstrong, next to him Michael J. Flynn. Mr. Gerald Armstrong, I understand Mr. Flynn is your attorney here representing you today, is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Mr. Armstrong, I'm going to ask you to sign three documents, a mutual release of all claims and settlement agreement, and two separate affidavits. Prior to doing so, however, I would like to ask you some questions with regard to those documents, which I'd like you to answer freely and honestly, if you would. First of all, have you had a chance to completely and comprehensively review and read these documents?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had a chance to discuss these documents with your attorney, Mr. Flynn?
Yes.
Okay. Has Mr. Flynn explained these documents as well as their legal and factual ramifications to you, legal and practical ramifications to you, to your satisfaction?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Well, do you have any question of that?
No, I have no current questions about it.
Okay. Very good. You are going to sign these of your own free will?
Yes.
Okay, you're not suffering from any duress or coercion which is compelling you to sign these documents?
No.
All right. You're not presently under the influence of alcohol or any medication, prescription or otherwise, which would impede your ability to comprehend the legal and factual intent of these documents?
No.
All right. You may have noticed in reviewing the settlement agreement that you are part of a what we have generically described as a universal settlement. What I mean by that is, and you probably know that independently as well as you're smiling, what I mean by that
No, it's the same as a global settlement, right?
It's the same thing. Exactly.
Okay,
I generically described it as universal, global, all-encompassing, whatever you like.
Got it.
But the intent of it is that you're one of many claimants who contend that they have claims against the Church of Scientology as well as related and unrelated entities and individuals. Some of those claimants have litigation such as you do pending against the Church of Scientology, some of them don't. As you also may or may not know, one lump sum payment is being made to Mr. Flynn. Mr. Flynn is then going to be distributing from that lump sum certain sums to some or all of these claimants.
After I go to Rio.
After he goes to Rio, exactly. Neither I nor my clients know what the nature or amount of that distribution is, and we don't want to know. What's important to us is that you realize that it's a universal global settlement, that you realize that you are getting paid a certain amount out of that settlement, if you in fact are, I'm making the assumption you are, but that, and also that you tell me, while we're now on videotape, that you are happy and satisfied with the amount that Mr. Flynn has promised to pay.
Hello. Yes.
Okay. Now, other than any representations which Mr. Flynn has made to you in order to get you to sign this, have any other representations been made by either myself or my clients or anything else which has compelled you to sign these documents? Now, what I'm saying to you is there are obviously representations in the documents.
Correct.
Mr. Flynn has spoken with you, and he has said you will get this and that for the, whether money or other consideration for the signing of these documents. Okay, and I want to make sure that, were there any other representations made to you of anything that you would get in consideration for the signing of these documents?
Not in terms of what I would get, no.
Okay. Okay, along those same lines, as I said, it's a universal settlement. Accordingly, it is possible that some of the other parties may not settle for some reason. And I want you to be aware of the fact that if, in fact, one or more of those other parties do not settle, this settlement falls through. You're aware of that.
Okay.
Okay. And you're also aware of the fact, however, that we are putting these in what is, in effect, an escrow account, these documents in this videotape, an escrow sort of holding place, so that all of these documents in the videotape will be destroyed if the settlement does not go through. And you're aware of all that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With that, then, why don't we take a picture of the mutual release of all claims and settlement agreement, and I'll ask you to sign it. Okay. Now what I'm going to ask you to do, please, is to initial the bottom of each of these pages. I'll turn the page for you, and then you'll sign it, I think, in two different places, if you would.
Oh, you got a signature there, Larry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right up here.
you date and sign that case.
You didn't want to eat any of those people.
No. What did I want to go after dinner for? Is that crazy? Okay, you can give it to Mr. Flynn here.
Okay.
And we'll take two separate pictures of this.
Case. Little artwork?
I think we have to see how the checks are.
Okay. And I've just taken a picture of this affidavit and I put the initial at the bottom of the pages and then sign it once you get your pen back.
How do you do that so quickly? That's awesome.
Okay, do you have any sort of identification on you so we can give it to the notary?
Sure.
Otherwise, you're back.
Yeah.
And
we haven't met before, have we?
No.
Is there anything we're going while I'm at?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we need to take a picture of this. This is a stipulated sealing order, but you know what? All of these are for Bruce Punch's signature, I think.
Oh, are they?
Because you're...
We'll get Bruce down at some point.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Whatever. We'll get Bruce back down
here.
He's in the middle of a trial.
I think I want either Bruce or Julia's signature on this.
Julia's probably easier.
Attorneys. Yeah.
Because Bruce is in the middle of a trial.
Yeah, well, we can arrange for that. That shouldn't be a problem. So we can do
that. She's coming Monday to do hers. Right?
Exactly. Okay, I noticed, by the way, in the stipulation for return of sealed materials, it also has Mr. Armstrong's signature and your signature on it. So let's take a picture of that. And have you had a chance to read this yet, Mr. Armstrong?
Yeah.
Okay. If you date and sign that, please.
You think it's 85 part of it.
That's good. We're certainly not going to confuse your signature.
No.
Because Mr. Armstrong is putting a face.
Make it valuable.
Signature. Exactly.
It's awesome. As opposed to my ugly scrawl.
Well, you probably have the same artistic talent that I have.
Mine is zero.
Oh, to none. Okay. And I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there any questions?
No.
Those are the orders.
Okay. These are orders which will be signed by the attorneys which relate to sealing the files so that no one can get into them, as well as dismissing your actions.
Okay.
And those will be signed when the entire settlement is finished. And then be given to the court for Judge Breckenridge's signature.
Okay.
Okay?
That's we should put down the docs we got.
Okay.
Do you need duplicate text on? Or is that
No.
Okay.
There's only one.
Good.
We're going to have one of us take care of this.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4
here.
Okay. And I've got 2 here, which is 6, and then there are 2 affidavits, which is 8. Okay. And have you got a driver's license or...
Oh, yeah.
We got it. Oh, great.
Yeah.
You can put your signature there and the address.
We had a good time.
Oh, yeah, we had an excellent time. It was very pleasant. We had a nice plane ride up, nice plane ride back.
Well, Mike was good company.
Nice visit with, yeah, Mike's very good company. Mike's pleasant.
Flown with him once or twice myself.
Yeah.
You know, with me, he usually sleeps, so I'm not sure why.
No, we didn't sleep. Witnesses. We need witnesses on some of these talks.
There was one. That's right.
Several we need.
Well, just no. Only the mutual release. But did I say witness signature? And they were. You know, let's get Ted back. Ted, why don't you roll this again? Because we're going to have witnesses signed. Thanks for reminding me. Oh, you two were witnesses so far, so that can probably...
Okay.
Yeah, we're back on the camera. 9:15, and I neglected to get witnesses' signatures on the mutual release of all claims and settlement agreements, so why don't I do that right now? Yep, and those are the affidavits you stand for. Okay, thanks, Dale. All right, so we want to put all this down in the vault.
It all goes together.
And you've marked that stuff with Mike.
Yeah, it's all marked.
Very good.